This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. All right, this Mr. Beast dude on YouTube. Man, I mean, he is making a name for himself. And well-deserved.
Pays for people to get their vision back. Hooks people up with money.
How old is he, like 10? I mean, the guy, I mean, at such a young age.
He's like 17 now.
Yeah, I mean, really, at such a young age that he has created what he's created for himself is just, to me, it's a great inspiring story how he's become a gigantic celebrity, really making his own money, doing his own thing, and then doing some incredible things for people with his money.
He's 24 years old. He has admittedly said that he's an obsessed fan of YouTube, and that's why this all started. Like, he just wanted to become a YouTube star, and it kind of snowballed, and then he started realizing, oh, I'm doing all these things that are kind of feel-good stories. I'm hooking people up, yeah, to get my YouTube views and get all my subscriptions up, but I'm also doing good things, and I think it created a good monster for him in a sense that he's constantly doing feel-good stories, yeah, to get all the likes and get the subscriptions and the views, but he's hooking people up with, like, life-changing stuff.
And I don't know generationally, and you know me, I love to examine the generations. I think he's a Zoomer. At 24 years old, is he Generation Z? I pretty much think he is. And he, to me, typifies success in the media world for Generation Z. He's got all this fame and is a and he leads with his heart.
And he gives away a ton of money over
yeah.
And sometimes he says he's even like, he has to wait for sponsors to help pay for whatever it is because he spent all his money
yeah.
for these elaborate, like buying an island or like these things are ridiculous, but he's just having the most fun with his money and doing good stuff. And apparently he has 139 million subscribers, which is the most followed YouTuber, individual YouTuber in the world.
Yeah, and if you're a business person or if you're in the media, this is the guy to watch. This is the person to watch as far as what do I got to do to be successful, especially to appeal to a younger audience? You know, how can I be great for them? Everything he does is how you do it. I'm like, you can't do it better than this guy's doing it.
And the guy once challenged Dwayne The Rock Johnson to a game of rock, paper, scissors for $100,000.
Did that happen?
I think it did, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know what? I mean, yep. I can't. Oh, look at that. Good for, see, the kid's brilliant because The Rock is the king of self-promotion for his generation, no doubt about it, and he uses social media very well. I hate to give him credit.
And in the end, they both donated $100,000 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
I'm going to tell you.
So here we are talking about how great Mr. Beast is, but I'd like to hear some awesome stuff about The Rock.
Not going to happen.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, sorry. Especially with this story, because I think you would think I would be totally pissed off about this story.
Okay.
Because it's reminiscent of The Rock. But is a slight difference. And this is what we're going to tell you. This is, again, first of all, you got miserable people on the internet. You would think that would be me.
Yes.
Because I am a miserable person, and once in a while I go on the internet. But so Mr. Beast helps out this waitress. She'd been going back and forth to work without a vehicle for months. So what did he do? He tipped her a new car. Well, he tipped her a car. And here's that moment that Amy, the waitress, received this car as a tip.
What's the biggest tip you've ever gotten?
Like $50.
$50?
Yeah.
Has anyone ever tipped a car?
This is a car key. This is not a car.
You want to see it? It's outside. Let's go. Right over here, you'll see your brand new car.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting you to cry.
I mean, this isn't real.
No, it is real. Just hit the unlock button. See if it makes noise.
I was literally late to work today because we were so unreal. I'm like in such shock right now. I don't even know how to drive.
Enjoy the car.
Thank you so much.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, I mean, come on. That is a cool thing to do. Now, people are pissed at Mr. Beast, and there's a reason. What you don't see, unless you go to the video, which you can watch on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com, once you see the video, you can see why people are pissed, because the car that Mr. Beast gave her is wrapped with a logo for his own food line, Mr. Beast's Feastables.
Right.
And so, yeah.
And they got, like, different snacks and different, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like a peanut butter chocolate thing called D's Nuts.
It is a great. I love that. I want to get that.
It's an explosion of peanut butter flavor.
And so a lot of folks are going, you jerk, you should have just given her a car. You should.
That's
didn't
the
have to,
funny
it
part.
Shouldn't be a walking advertisement or a riding advertisement.
So, like, so basically she has to do promotion for his company by driving the car. Another person's like, is he going to cover the tax on that as well? And like, maybe he is. We don't know. And who knows what, like, I don't know if he's like, hey, you need to keep the wrap on the car. He might have, like, done that for the video purposes. And then,
all right.
Like, and even so, I would drive a Feastables car if it was free. I don't give a crap. Like, she had no car.
Let's just talk about what it would cost for that car. Okay, like, if somebody said to you, if you want to buy a new car for, let's say, $35,000, $40,000, the tax on that car would be whatever the tax is, 5%, 6%, 7%, I don't know.
Right.
But what if somebody told you you could get a car just for the cost of the tax of a car? Like, if you walked into a dealer and they
sign me up.
Exactly. So for when people use that as a thing, that girl can't get a better deal for a car than what the tax would be, and that's all she'd have to pay.
She's not forced to keep it. I mean, she could do whatever she wants.
She can sell it if she needs to.
She could just say, no, honestly, I just don't want to deal with the burden of all that. Like, why are we mad at him? He gave her a car. Like, I'm sorry, like, when's the last time the people who are complaining gave anybody a car?
And
if you haven't, shut the F up.
And you know me, I get mad at The Rock because I do what because The Rock does what he does. But in this particular instance, he's basically giving somebody the opportunity to work for that vehicle, because all she has to do is just let it look the way it looks and she gets a free car.
And honestly, it's not like obnoxious. It just says Feastables on the side. It's got kind of a cool little design on it. And apparently it's a $21,000 car. It's a Toyota sedan and it looks nice. And again, like, she doesn't want the damn wrap on it. Take it off.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's a deal where she has to keep it on for a certain amount of time. I have no idea.
I would take that in a heart. Dude, I thought about that when I was younger and broke, when I was trying to get a new car. And there was a thing around town, like, that, hey, you get this car, but you have to have a giant wrap on it. Like, but it was like, you know, you had to get picked for it. I wanted to do it so bad. I didn't care what the company was. It could have been a tampon company. I wouldn't give a crap.
I was about to ask, would you be cool with a tampon company? Because when I was a middle school, high school, there was a show on MTV called, like, Undressed or something. Yeah. And one guy's like, I'm going to get this cool car. It's just going to have a logo on it. It'll be fine. But I get to drive this sweet car. And it was a tampon car. And all the ladies got mad at him for not having free tampons to give away.
Well, he should have had that. That would be a good Joe, think about that maybe for your new way of meeting.
Oh, that's a pickup line.
Yeah.
Here's some free tampons.
Would you like a tampon, lady?
Keep that one in the back pocket.
Yeah. But it's not a bad idea.
But this it's not obnoxious. It's not like a bright purple giant logos on it. And Feastables are delicious from what I hear. So
I have not had any, so if you want to get some, or you know, if somebody, I think
would
I have
you
to
like
order
these nuts.
I'll take some D's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think I'd be upset at this kid.
Why, though?
Well, because I'm upset at The Rock.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's more just The Rock. It's, you know, and also because I know it pisses you off, so that's even more why I'm upset. In reality, I have no reason to be upset at The Rock. The guy has done an amazing job with his life, and I think Mr. Beast, the same thing. At 24 years old, here's the people that are upset with him, Steve. They're envious as all hell at what he's done.
And they would take a free car in a heartbeat if he gave it to them.
And that's why I bring generations into it. If you're Gen X, if you're baby boomer, hell, even if you're an old millennial, you look at what Mr. Beast has done. He has manipulated a system that you don't even know how it works. And he's made a ton of money doing it. And he's also, for the most part, seeming like a nice guy on that system, which also pisses you off. And because that's not the way we were raised to do business. We were raised, when it comes to business, being a nice guy, you finish last. And Mr. Beast is showing you that you can actually finish pretty high being a nice guy. And people like me, boomers and some Gen Xers, are probably going, no, nice guys always finish last. He can't be a nice guy. And I love that he's breaking that mold, man.
I think it's fun. If I had all that kind of money, I think it'd be a blast to be able to just, like, do these random things, like feel good stories like that. I love the part where he's like, here's your tip. And she's like, it's a key for a car, but is there a car attached to this? Which I thought was a really funny moment. Like,
good for her.
Thanks for giving me a key fob, but what am I going to do with this? He's like, no, there's a car attached to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.